Good morning. Today's daf in Ksuvos Kuf Yud Beis, otherwise known as the last daf in the Masechta. We're in Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We are halfway down on the Amud, and we're going to be speaking about Eretz Yisrael. We have been speaking about Eretz Yisrael the last couple of days. All this was prompted by the Mishnah's statement that if there's discord between husband and wife, and one wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, the other one doesn't, so the one who wants to go to Eretz Yisrael is in the right. Alternatively, if one of them wants to leave Eretz Yisrael and the other one doesn't, the one who wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael is in the right. And so the Mishnah discussed exactly how to navigate those situations. The Mishnah doesn't bring about resolution. Obviously, if the discord, if they can't find a common ground, so then it's going to end in divorce. But the one who's right is going to be the one awarded the ksuva. Alternatively, forfeiting the ksuva, depending on who's right or who's wrong. Regardless, either way, from that point going forward, what we discussed yesterday is whether or not one should be going to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel or not going to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. And interestingly enough, yesterday's daf, really confusing, really difficult, yesterday's daf, what we did is that we went over the various positions of the Amoraim. You ask Rav Yehuda whether you should go to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda says, no way, we should be in Bavel, we should stay in Bavel. Rabbi Zera, on the other hand, says, no, well, let's go to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar was a big Eretz Yisrael Nick. So in yesterday's Gemara, so it is admittedly incredibly confusing in terms of whether or not the movement should or should not go to Eretz Yisrael. But obviously, Eretz Yisrael is where we all belong. And so in today's daf, we're going to be concluding the Masechta, giving Shevach to Eretz Yisrael, praise to Eretz Yisrael in terms of what it's produced, what it's going to produce, in terms of fruit, wine, wheat, and so forth and so on. I'm Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef. So we're going to pick it up right where we left off yesterday. It is a little bit above the midpoint of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The lines start getting a little bit wider. It's less than halfway down. Okay. I'm Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef. Tzadikim shemevatzvetzim va'olim b'Yerushalayim. So as far as the tzaddikim is concerned, they're going to be mivat fates. They're going to bubble up. We're back to Tchias HaMeisim yesterday. We talked about Tchias HaMeisim yesterday. Another discussion that we had, which is not an easy discussion to have because it's things that we have not yet experienced, and that is Tchias HaMeisim. Who is going to experience Tchias HaMeisim? So a little bit we discussed that in yesterday's daf. So here another mesorah that we have is that tzaddikim are going to come up and not only going to have an experience of Tchias HaMeisim, but specifically in Yerushalayim. It's referring to the city is Yerushalayim. Another statement regarding Tchias HaMeisim, that is that when the tzaddikim experience Tchias HaMeisim, they're gonna come up clothed. So, machita shenikbara ruma yotze bekama levushim tzaddikim shenikbaru bilavusheihen. Alachas kama v'chama. Okay, and now you'll note that a wheat kernel is buried without clothing and then comes up with clothing. In other words, the kernel isn't just exposed, the kernel is covered by chaff. So too, the same thing is going to be with the tzaddikim. What clothing are the tzaddikim going to come out with? So obviously, answer questions which I don't have answers to because we haven't seen it yet, but oddly enough, Tosos discusses this very question. The only Tosos on the Samud. So it sounds like they're coming up with a tachrichin. That's the levush that the tzaddikim are coming up with. Meanwhile, Tosus points out that's a little bit difficult. Tosus doesn't like that pshat. Anyway, see Tosus over here. A short discussion regarding exactly what the clothing is that's going to be worn by the tzaddikim. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef, Hasida Eretz Yisrael, Shetotzi Gluskaos, Uchlei Melas. So what's going to grow from the ground? So bread. In other words, not the flour, in other words, actual bread is going to grow from the ground, and not only that, but clay melas. In other words, clothing as well. The Gemara here is speaking Balashan Nes. The Gemara here is speaking Balashan Guzma. Okay, so it's hard for me to say. Let's just say it simply. I don't know. I don't know whether to take the Gemara literally over here. The Gemara is just speaking in figurative terms. Unclear. Shenemar yipisas bar baaretz. Okay, so the pisas is something which as wide as the hand, and it's a reference to bread. Okay, also pisas can be a reference to clothing. Okay, the ketonus pasim. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes the Braisa. He pisas bar baaretz berosh harim. Amru asida chita shetita mar kedekel. One kernel of wheat is going to come up, and it's going to come up like a dekel, like a palm tree. Va'ola b'ro sharim, it's going to be higher than the mountains. Again, the Gemara over here is meant to be taken literally, figuratively. I leave that as an open-ended question. We go on. V'shem ha'tamar yeshar l'kotzra tamar lamar, yir ashkal v'anam pir yaw, kadosh baruch hu mevi ruch, me beis genazav, u'minashva aleha, u'mashira et salsa. So and what now? We're having kernels as high as mountains. How are you gonna cut it down? The Gemara says, don't worry about cutting it down. In other words, what's gonna happen is that the wind's gonna blow and it's gonna knock it down, and Akash Baruch will take care of it. Va'adam yotzei l'sado, maybe malo pitzas yado. And then what people do is we just go out to the field and we just collect. And umimenu parnasoso parnasos anshei beiso. Well, enough parnasa for ourselves and for our families. Im chelev klios chita. So continuing now, more shevach of Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of fruit is going to be growing out of Eretz Yisrael? So im chelev klios chita, amra asida chita shetei kishtei klios shel shor agado. So how big are those wheat kernels going to be? So they're going to be as big as the kidneys of shor hagadol. Okay. I saw the kidneys of a sheep. Anyway, they're big. Al titamash are shual kinan belefes. And the Gemara says, now what do you think? You think that's crazy? You think that's too wild and fantastic? The Gemara says, no, don't think that. So, Shareshual Kinan Belefes, what a fox did is made a hole in Lefes, turnip. Yeah. So, Vishakluhu Matsu Bo Shishim Lichrim Belitra Shotzipari. And then we took the turnip, and what we found is Shisha Lichrim. Okay, it's a lot of volume. Okay, in other words, we have the fruit that grow to this kind of size. So it's not crazy. These are not fantastic stories that we're telling. It's going to happen. Certainly sounds like from the Gemara that we're supposed to be taking this literally. Tanya Amar Rav Yosef Maiseh B'Sichin. That's the name of a place. Be'echad Shinichlo Aviv Shol Shabbat De'Chardal. Father left for him three trees that are growing mustard. V'nifshach Echad Mehem. He cut one of them down. V'im Sabo Tishkabim Chardal. And he was able to extract out of it 90 coven of mustard. And just from the tree alone, from that one tree alone, he was able to create a hut. It's more than a hut. But anyway. Other stories, it's a kalach shel kruv, the stalk of the, of cabbage. And, hainu olim v'yardim ba besulam. In order to get up there, we need a ladder to get up there. Okay. V'dama naftishte chamer. Okay. More about fruit of Eretz Yisrael during the times of Mashiach. Pasuk says, "Dami naftishte chamer amar lo kol amazek olam haba." You can't compare what we're experiencing currently to what we will experience in the future. Now, again, when we get to the 11th parak of Sanhedrin, you're gonna watch me struggle as well. Trying to navigate what's Olam Haba, what's Tchias HaMesim, what's Man HaMashiach. And these are things that are hard to untangle. Okay, so and I don't have to untangle them right now. In other words, I could just simply say right now, this will happen in the future, and I could just leave it like that. So, Olam HaZeyesh Botzar Liv Sar V'Lidroch. In this world, so harvesting is not easy. The right, Besira is a reference to the harvesting of the grapes and the Dricha. So that's the pressing it into wine. However, when we get to Olam Haba, so maybe another achas bekarno b'sfina. So what we do is we bring a grape and in a wagon or a boat, and menicha b'zavis beis. And what you do is you put it into the corner of your house, umesapeke menu kipitam gadol, and it's able to produce a barrel's worth of wine. The eitzav. Now, as far as the wood is concerned, the actual vines are concerned, mesichan tachas atavshav. That could be used as fuel. Plenty of wood that comes from that grape. And each grape is going to produce 30 sa'a of wine. Shenemer v'dam enav tishte chamer. So al tikra chamer el chomer. Chomer is a core is 30 sa'a. Okay. Hi asa rav dimi amar. My dechsev. Osri l'gefen iro. Ein lecha kol gefen v'gefen sheber tiso shein sarach ir achas liftzor. So you're going to need, just for one geffen, geffen's a vine, geffen's a vineyard, but in other words, from one geffen, you'll need an entire city to harvest it. So ulisreka b'ni asono. And as far as the sreka, and l'chal kol ilan srak sheberet Yisrael. generally speaking, Nilan Srak is a kind of tree that doesn't produce fruit. And Eino Motzi Masrishte Asonos, which generally speaking doesn't produce fruit, not enough for two mules to carry. So, in other words, even those trees that normally don't produce fruit are going to produce fruit. Oh, yeah, but it's not going to produce wine. No, it's going to produce wine. Yeah, but it's not going to be red wine. No, it's going to be red wine. Yeah, but it's not going to satiate. Suso. Yeah, but it's not going to taste good. So tamalamer chachli and I'm yain. Anyone who tries this is going to say, love it. Love some more. Shematamar lina arim yafe. Yafe. Yeah, in other words, if you're young, you can handle it, but if you're older, you can't handle it. So, tamalamar leven shinaim echalav. Atikar leven shinaim el leven shanim. Now, even if you're older, you're still going to love it as well. Okay. So, Josh is regarding what Eretz Yisrael is going to produce. Pashti dekrab b'maiksim. The Gemara says, okay, those are Joshas. Okay, and what about Pshat? As we know, the Pesukim can be interpreted both through via Drasha and via Pshat as well. So what's going to be the Pshat? B'maiksiv. Ki also Rav Dimi Amar, Amar Knesset Yisrael, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ramoz Be'inecha, Debasim. So what the Jewish people are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a simple Pshat Debasim. In other words, what we're doing is basically it's a tefillah. We're petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Ramoz Be'inecha. The word chachlili, it could be a contraction of chochli, meaning, could you do me a favor, Akash Baruch Hu, could you please, like, smile at us? Like, let us know that you're happy with us. Debasim echamra, right? If we knew, Akash Baruch Hu, that you were happy with us, that'd be better than wine. Ve'achvili shinecha, right? Show us your teeth, obviously, euphemistically, metaphorically. Debasim echava. That would be better than milk. You smile at somebody, that's better than giving them milk. In other words, just a simple smile at an individual lets them know that you're happy with them. They're going to be happier with that than anything else you could do for them. Okay. Rabbi Chir Ba'ada Mikre Dardikid the Reish Lakishava. Rabbi Chir Ba'ada, so he was a Rebbe. And he happened to have taught the children of Reish Lakish. Ifkar Tasa Yuma, Vilawasa. So what he did is he took 3 days off the job. Okay. Kiasa Amrle Amayv Garta. So new Reish Lakish wanted to know. You took 3 days off of work? And why did you take 3 days off of work? So Amrle Dalisachas, Hiniach Liaba. He says, look, I'll tell you why. In other words, in addition to teaching, I'm also a little bit of a vineyard. So my father left for me a little bit of a vineyard, and and what I had to do was betzira. I harvested for those 3 days. Day number one, I harvested shalosh meos eshkalos, 300 eshkola grav. So and each one of the eshkalos, each one of the clusters, was able to produce a saw. Yom sheni betzati shalosh meos eshkalos, shtei eshkalos legrav. Day number two, so only produced a half. And Yom Shishi Batzati Memen Shalosh Meos Eshkalos, Shalosh Eshkalos Legrav. And the next day, even less. So what I noticed is that with each day's harvest of the 3 days that I took off of work, so it produced less and less. So Hivkarti Yoster Mechetzia. So what he ended up doing is day number one, 300, day number two, 300, day number three, 300 clusters. And, right, and I left half. So Amar Lei, Ilav Divkard, Hava Avdat Fe. And so what Reish Lakish says is, yeah, that's because he took off of work. In other words, what you shouldn't have done, you shouldn't have taken off of work. And because he did, so Kosh Baruch Hu was manish you. Okay, that's Reish Lakish can say things like that. Okay, and what should he have done? I don't know. I guess maybe hire a sharecropper. Okay, yeah. So Rami Bar Cheska Ikla Levnei Brak Chazin Alahanu Izi Daka Achle Tusetaine. Okay, Rami Bar Cheska went to Bnei Brak, and what he saw over there were goats, and goats were eating teinim. So they were eating figs. Vekanatif duvsha miteinai vechava taif minayu. So, as it goes through eating the dates, so the juice is dripping off the dates, and on top of that, the milk is also dripping off the goats. So what do I have now? Two drips. The drips of dates and the drips of goats. And hopefully you know where we're going over here. So Amra Hainu Zavas Chalavu Devash, a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Oh. And he saw it. Amra Rav Yaakov Bar Dustai Milud La'ono Shlosh Milin. From Lud to the town of Ono, so it's 3 mil. Pamachas kidamti beneshef. I got up really early in the morning, says Rashi, right before Alos HaShachar. Valachti ad karsulai bedvashel te'enim. And I was up to my knees in dates. Amri shlakish l'diti chatili zavats chalav edvashel tzipori. I saw the zavats chalav edvashel tzipori. So shitzar milen, shitzar milen. 60 mil by 60 mil. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana l'didi chazili zavas chalav, sorry, zavas chalav udvash shal kol Eretz Yisrael. Rabba Bar Chama is giving edus that he saw of the entirety of Eretz Yisrael. V'havya kimebe kuvi ad akra ditubakne. Basically the distance from one city to another city, and that is Esen Metartan Parse Urka Uputya Shitsa Parse. Okay, 22 parsals going lengthwise, and 6 parsahs going widthwise. That's the amount of Zavat Chalav V'Dvash that was produced by Eretz Yisrael in total. Okay? Still, you know, obviously we're throwing out numbers, and not clear, obviously, Shevach. This is all Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chabov, Rabbi Avira. We are on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are towards the top of the Amud, second line down. Rabbi Chabov, Rabbi Avira, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chani, Niklu, Lo Asra. These Amorim went to a particular town, Isaac Hamayah, Afarsika. So they brought him an Afarsake. Peach, right? The Hava Ki Ilfas Kefar Hino. How big was it? So you go to the town of Hino and you look at what the pans they use over there. The peach was as big as the pan that they use in Hino. The Ilfas Kefar Hino Kama Hava. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, could you help me a little bit better in terms of telling me how big this pan was? Chamesh Sa'in. So it was 5 Sa'a Achlu Shlish. We ate a third of it. V'yifkir Shlish. We left off a third of it, and we gave our animals a third of it. And one year later, as Rabbi Lazar now is holding the peach, he was able to hold in his hand. Obviously, reduced in size. And he says, look, it's because we salted the land. And as Rashi describes over here, it's a reference to the fact that we were because of our avonos, so it diminished in size. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi ikla legavla. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi goes to the town of Gavla Chazun lahanu kitufeg. So he's at a vineyard. Davakaimo ki iglei. So the how big were they? They were as big as if they looked like calves. Not calves meaning feet and legs. Calves meaning like little cows. Amar agalim bein agafanim. And it looks like we have agalim that are between the grapes. Amrulei, they said, no, kitufi ninu. What are you talking about? Those are the clusters of grapes. Amar eretz echnisu perisayach lemi at motzia perisel la'aravim halalu. Rav Yishuv ben Levi was very upset. In other words, right now, Israel was not totally occupied by Jewish people, right? We're at the Tkufa of the Amoraim. So yeah, there were Jewish communities, but there was also non-Jewish communities living there. And he didn't like the fact that Eretz Yisrael is producing its fruit for Aravim. Shamdu aleinu b'chatosein, l'shana ikla Rabbi Chia l'asim. Rabbi Chia goes there a year later. Havakai meki izi. No longer were the fruit as large as calves, but now they were only as large as goats. Diminishment of the fruit. Amar izim bein akufanim amar lezil lo tavid lan kol ki chavrecha. And so, you know, the conversation started again. Wow, right? I didn't know that there were goats amongst the vineyard. And now they knew where the conversation was going to go. They're going to clarify, no, it's not goats. It's actually, those are the actual grapes that are being produced. He's going to be so unhappy that the grapes are so large. And meanwhile, Israel is not being occupied by Jews. It's being occupied by non-Jews. And then what's going to happen is he's going to give a klala and the fruit's going to diminish more. And they said, you know what? Can we just cut you off right at the beginning? Like, in other words, conversation over. Let's move on. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Bibirchoseh shel Eretz Yisrael. So when Eretz Yisrael is having a bountiful year, a year of bracha, so beis sa'ah oseh chamishas ribu korim. So what's something that normally produces one sa'ah is going to produce 50,000 times more. That's a big number. How do we get to such a big number? So be shiva so shel so on. I'm sorry, 50,000 more than what would be produced and so on. So beis oseh shivim korim. And one sa'ah will be able to produce 70 korim, which is 50,000 times greater than what a land as fertile as so on is able to produce. So I went to the town of Beishan and Beisao says Shivim Karim. In fact, I saw it. That just one sa'a of land, one sa'a of a land was able to produce 70 kor. So, and here's how we got to the math. And that is that, first of all, the most fertile land is Mitzrayim. And within Mitzrayim, the most fertile part of Mitzrayim is so on. That's where the kings were in Egypt. They were in the town of Tzoan. Okay, so Egypt, number one fertile land. Tzoan, number one fertile area within Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, if you go to Eretz Yisrael and you look at the most unfertile land in Eretz Yisrael, so just go to Hebron. Hebron is very rocky. How do we know it's so stony? Well, we actually use it as a cemetery, right? The original cemetery. Okay, good. And ve'afilo hachi chevron mivuna al achas mishiva b'tzoan. And meanwhile, as far as chevron is concerned, seven times greater than that of tzoan. How do I know that? Yichsev chevron sheva shanim nivna sal livnei tzoan mitzrayim. So first we start with the pasuk in Chumash that chevron. 7 times greater than Tzoan Mitzrayim. Now, it doesn't really, I'm not translating it well. In other words, the pasuk seems to indicate that it was built 7 years before Tzoan Mitzrayim. Now, the Gemara says, no, that's not conceivable. My nivnasa ilam and nivnasa mamish, efshar adam bona bais of no katan, kodim shivne of no gadol, shenemer of necham kush mitzrayim putu kanan. Okay, now, a wonderful coincidence. It's called this week's parsha. Okay, so Cham had 4 sons. And they are, and we're going to assume that they're here being presented in order of birth. Number one is Cush, number two is Mitzrayim, number three is Put, and number four is Canaan. So Canaan's the baby. And Mitzrayim, well, he wasn't the Bechor, but he was number two. It's hard to imagine that Cham, as he's establishing communities and building cities for his kids, right? In other words, these are the earliest generations of Dor HaMabel. And so what they have to do is they have to reestablish civilizations and populations. And so, literally, Cham is building cities. And it's hard to imagine that what he's going to do is he's going to build a city for the baby before he builds a city for his second child. So, we have to now offer a new pshat in the pasuk. So good, so let's offer a new pshat in the pasuk. So, Ella mivuneh al achas mishiva b'tzoan. It means that as beautiful as so-on is, as good as so-on is, so the city that he built for Canaan, 7 times greater. So, you'll take the best of Mitzrayim, so on. You'll take the worst. Now, I say worst over here, meaning agriculturally. You take the worst of Eretz Yisrael, Chevron, and Chevron is able to produce 7 times greater than that of Mitzrayim. Okay, now, we got to the number 7. We want to get to the number 50,000. We still have got our work cut out for us, right? Okay, good. So, v'hani mili b'trashim. So, aval shalom b'trashim, chamesh me'ah. So, that's only if we're talking about stony area. Now, go to Eretz Yisrael, move now to a more fertile area. So, what are you going to find over there? You're going to find 500 kor. Okay. The honey mealy, so now we moved up from 7 to 500. Okay, but still, we want to get to 50,000. Just a little bit more work to go. So, the honey mealy, shalom bebechosa, vabebechosa, ksiva, Yisrael Yitzhak, Beretz Ahi. And the pasuk goes on to say, that if it is a real bumper year, a bumper crop, it's going to produce 100 times that amount. Okay, and so therefore, 100 times 500, 50,000. Okay, with numbers work. Tanya Rabbi Yosei, Sabi Yehuda Aisa Oseh Chamishayin. One sa'ah of wheat in Yehuda was able to produce five sa'ah. So sa'ah kemach, sa'ah solas, sa'ah subin. A sa'ah of flour, a sa'ah of solas, right, that's even finer. Subin, that's the shells that come out, the bran. So sa'ah morsin, okay, and that's whatever's the residual left over after the after all the sifting. Usa kibora. Okay. Anyway, five different things that are produced from one sa'ah. Amalei utzuka le Rabbi Chanina ya'e mashpichaso ba be'archon. The beitza achas iniach liaba. Mimenu mashach, mimenu chamar, mimenu ibor, mimenu kitnis, mimena ro'os miknasi. The tzeduki says to Rabbi Chanina, you're praising Eretz Yisrael and you're doing so good. Meaning, I see it. Usually when you have a conversation between tzeduki and any of the Tanaim Amoraim, it's usually contentious and not good. Over here, right? He says you're right, and what was he able to produce from his land in Eretz Yisrael? So alves for anointing, wine, grain, beans, and right, and not right, and enough for his animals as well. Amalei Ahu Bar Amorai Levar Ara de Yisrael. So an Amorite said to a Ben Eretz Yisrael, "Haita alta dekama aguda de Yardina." The palm trees that are growing right off the Jordan River. So Amalei Shitin Kore. So he says it's able to produce 60 kor. Amalei Akatu Laidlita Bao Acharif Tuha. So he says, that's not what it used to produce. Anan, Ameavis and Kurin have a Gazrina Mina. When we would harvest the palm trees, so we would get two times that amount, 120. You got 60? So Amalei Ananami, Mechad Gisa Kaminalach. We only harvested one side of the tree. So in other words, you're right, we're also doing just as good. Don't worry. When we get to the other side, harvest the other side of the tree, we'll get to 120 as well. Amr Chista Maidichsi V'etel L'cha Eretz Chem Das Nachal Tzvi Lama Eretz Yisrael Nimshal Tzvi. So the Pesukim go on to describe that Eretz Yisrael is compared to an Eretz Tzvi, Nachal Tzvi. Eretz Yisrael is compared to a deer. What is that all about? So Lama L'cha Matzvi Zeh Ein Orem Mechazik B'saro Af Eretz Yisrael Einu Machzekes Perusel. Well, a deer doesn't fit into its skin. Now, that's a funny statement. The deer doesn't fit into its skin. It sure does. So, but as Rashi points out over here, and Rashi describes, what happens is that if you take off, after you shecht the deer, and you take off the skin, so the skin is going to shrivel to the point where, how did the deer fit into that skin? I don't know. Same thing with Eretz Yisrael. So, Af Eretz Yisrael in the Machzekes Perusel, the fruit in Eretz Yisrael are going to be so big, you're going to wonder, how'd that all fit in Eretz Yisrael? Same thing. So davar echer matzvizah kal mikol achayos afer yitzidol kala mikol arts levashos perasel. So deers are light of foot, and as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, so it's also fast. What's going to happen in Eretz Yisrael is that the fruit are going to grow instantly, instant growth. I matzvizah kal ve'im besaru shamein afer yitzidol kala levashel and ein perasel shmeinim. Yeah, but have you ever eaten deer? Now, to me, the answer is no, but if you have, it's a very non-fatty meat, very muscular, but no fat, right? The cows, on the other hand, delicious, right? Those I have eaten, right? I think I'm not alone in this. And so, but because they're immobile, they don't do anything, and they're very fatty meat. Okay, so, and I might have thought, so it's a little bit of a backhanded praise, meaning the fruit in Eretz Yisrael like deer. I don't know, deer's not that fatty, it's not that delicious. Gemara says, don't worry about that. So Tamalam Zavat Chalav Udvash, Meinim Chalav Mutukim Udvash. So no, Zavat Chalav Udvash. In other words, it's flowing with milk and honey. It's going to be fatty and delicious. Rabbi Elazar Gavasek Salgla Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Elazar makes his way to Eretz Yisrael, and I reference back to yesterday's daf. Remember, Rabbi Elazar's attitude regarding living in Eretz Yisrael. He was clearly yesterday on the pro side of living in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Paltili Mechada. So. Rebbe Elazar, and three things ended up happening to Rebbe Elazar. I'll say it outside first, and then we'll see it inside. and that is that he successfully made Aliyah, check. He successfully got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, a second check. And third is that he was invited to the Sod HaIbur Club. Okay, what is the Sod HaIbur Club? So in other words, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, so you're involved in making sure that the calendar works. And now we're working with a fixed calendar, but back in the day, so it was a select group of Sanhedrin that were given the secrets of Sod HaIbur. Okay, I wish I could divulge the secrets of Sod HaIbur. One, I'm sworn to secrecy. And number two, and probably a little more relevant, is that I don't know the Sod HaIbur. I know a little bit about the calendar. I'd like to think I understand the calendar a little bit, but apparently there are a lot of things I don't know. Not apparently. So anyway, with everything that he successfully accomplished, he gave himself a check, and that's basically what we're going to learn together regarding Rabbi Lazar. He I was saved from one of the klalos. We're going to see a pasuk in Yecheskel in just a moment, where Yecheskel gives three klalos. And with each successful venture, he says, I was saved from that klala. So, kisamchu, when he got smicha, amra patuli mitarte, I got saved from the second klala. And kiosia besode ibra, when I got invited to the Sod HaIbur club, so amra patuli mitlas, I got saved from the third klala. Shinemra, the pasuk says, vayisi yadia al hanevim, hachozim shav v'chulei. And the pasuk goes on, right, on the side of my Gemara, I have the psukim, right, v'akosmim, k'zav besod ami, lo yu v'chzav beis yisrael, lo yikasevu, and v'alad mas yisrael, lo yavou. The pasuk in Yecheskel basically describes, by the way, in the opposite order, right, you're not going to be involved in the Sod HaIbur, you're not going to get smicha, and you're not going to make it to Eretz Yisrael. And besod ami, lo yu, the Gemara quotes from each section of the pasuk in Yecheskel. So besod ami, lo yu, zeh Sod HaIbur, u'v'chzav beis yisrael, lo yikasevu, zeh smicha. Okay, so the Navi Yecheskel is saying these are not going to happen to you. And Rabbi Lazar says, Baruch Hashem, I was spared from all these klalos. Rabbi Zerik, again, go back to yesterday's daf. Rabbi Zerik also, very pro-Aliyah. Rabbi Zerik was ducking from Rabbi Yehuda in yesterday's daf, if you remember. Because Rabbi Yehuda told him, don't make Aliyah. And he says, no, I am going to make Aliyah. So Rabbi Zerik, Avisalk L'Eretz Yisrael, so lo ashkach mi bra lamavar. So he couldn't get a ferry to cross him over, apparently over the Jordan River. And so what did he do? Naka b'mitzvah v'kavar. So he went over a bridge. But I say it's a bridge. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi gives a lengthy description. It's not a bridge, right? It was really an unsafe way to get from one side of the river to the other side of the river. We're talking about walking over a plank. From Rashi, it sounds like it was a really narrow plank. There was only a rope to hold on to in order to get from one side to the other. Read the Rashi inside, right? The Rashi over here gives a pretty descriptive way of describing a not-so-safe passage to get from one side of the river to the other side of the river. Amarlei ha-hu tzduki. So tzduki is watching Rabbi Zera now try to get into Eretz Yisrael. Amar piziza. So he says, you're such an impetuous group of people. Jewish people are silly. Dikad mitzchu p'machulu naichu. Remember that episode by Har Sinai, Nasev and Nishma? Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, sure. We're signing on to whatever. Right? And Nishma. And then obviously afterwards we'll listen to it. So Akasi Bipizizu Saichu Kamaisu. So you were impetuous then, you're impetuous now as well. So Amrlay Duchta Demoshav Aaron Lozachula Ana Miyema de Zachinula. So Rabbi Zera says back to the Tzaduki, look, Moshe and Aaron didn't make it in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. And yeah, in other words, it's going to be a little bit risky. I understand that. I'm going to give it a try. Rabbi Abba Menashe Kipa D'Akko. Rabbi Abba, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, specifically that of Akko. So what he did is he kissed the Kippim. See Rashi over here. Rashi offers two pshatim in terms of what the Kippim are. Either it's Amogim. I think it's translated as coral. Oh. Yeah? No. Right, we saw that back in Shabbos. Anyway, either it's a coral or it's a stone. Right, one or the other. And Rabbi Abba was kissing it when he got to Akko. Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael. So we get mixed reports throughout Shas in terms of whether Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael or not part of Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos over here. The first Tosfos on the Amud goes over the Gemara's in Gittin, giving us mixed reporting in terms of whether Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael proper or just outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
Half
and half, right? That's what Tosfos ends up concluding. Right, it's hard to really see it. Meaning, modern Akko, at least where we located now geographically. It's hard to imagine it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Anyway. So, Amar Lei. Sorry. Rabbi Chanina Mesake Mitaklei. So the Rabbi Chanina was so excited when he got to Eretz Yisrael. So anytime there was some road repair that needed to be done, so he took care of it. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Kaimim Mishim Shalatula Mitula Lashimsha. And when Rabbi Chan, I'm sorry, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, forgot to read those two, those four words. That's important. When Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were giving shir in Eretz Yisrael, so they made sure to make sure as comfortable as possible. They set the thermostat to a comfortable level. Not exactly. That's an anachronistic way of describing the Gemara. But what they did is that basically when the sun was shining, so they moved everyone to the shade. And in the early morning when it was cool outside, they move everyone to the sun. They want the shir to be comfortable. So why? So Rashi points out, because they don't want anyone to complain about Eretz Yisrael. So make everything as comfortable as possible. Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda Mig Nedar Be'afra. Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, he would roll in the dirt. Shenemer ki rasu avadecha savaneves afareha yechonenu. Am Rabbi Zera, Am Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'arba, Dor Sheba David Ba, Categoria b'tamid chachamim. So the generation when Ben David is going to come, when Mashiach is going to come, lots of accusations against the chachamim. Kamrisa kamim to Shmuel Amar tziruf achat tziruf. Shmuel was told, and Shmuel had a comment on that, and he said tziruf achat tziruf. It's not going to be just criticism; it'll be criticism piled on top of criticism. Shenemar v'od ba asiria v'shava v'aisa levaer. Whatever's left over of the Jewish people by the time we get to the Zman HaMashiach, they're going to be gzera after gzera. Tani Rav Yosef bezuze bezuze de bezuze. So Rav Yosef also adds commentary to that as well. He just piles on, if you will. I'm Rabbi Chia Barashi, I'm a Rav, Atidim called Ilani Srak, Sheber Tisol, Sheitanu Peros. So you get to the Ilani Srak, you get to the trees that normally don't produce, and they're going to produce fruit. So trees are going to produce, even those trees that normally don't produce. And with that, we conclude both the Perek and the Masech. The Mazel Tov to everyone for its conclusion. In terms of a summary of today's daf, pretty easy to summarize, right? The Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. So you want to see praise of Eretz Yisrael? So go over today's daf one more time, and you're going to see multiple shvachos of Eretz Yisrael. Adkan.